Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we turn home cooking into a delightful culinary journey. I'm your host, Ben Harper, here to guide you through another delicious recipe. Today, we're diving into a fan favorite, Arby's Bronco Berry Sauce. Ever wanted to recreate this tangy and sweet sauce at home? Well, buckle up, because that's exactly what we're doing in today's episode. Let's start with what you'll need to pull off this zesty culinary feat. The beauty of this recipe lies in its simplicity and the balance of sweet and spicy flavors. Here's your shopping list. 1 cup of berry jelly. Choose a high-quality one for the best flavor. 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. 1 tablespoon of soy sauce. 1/4 teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes for that gentle heat. 1/2 teaspoon each of garlic powder and onion powder, and just a pinch of ground ginger. Remember, the key to a great homemade sauce is using fresh, quality ingredients. Now, if you don't have apple cider vinegar at hand, white wine vinegar works just as well. All right, let's put it all together. Grab a medium saucepan. Medium because it's the perfect size to let all our ingredients mingle without crowding them. Start by heating your berry jelly over a medium flame until it melts down a bit, then stir in the vinegar and soy sauce. This base will start to smell amazing right about now. Next, sprinkle in the red pepper flakes, garlic powder, onion powder, and ginger. Stir constantly to combine everything into a smooth, integrated sauce. You want to avoid any lumps or unevenness. Let the sauce simmer gently for about 10 minutes. You're looking for it to thicken slightly, which tells you it's just about done. Once you're happy with the consistency, take it off the heat and let it cool. As it cools, it'll thicken up even more, giving you that perfect sauce texture. Now, how should you enjoy your homemade Bronco Berry Sauce? This sauce is incredibly versatile. Drizzle it over crispy chicken tenders, stir it into a cream cheese spread for bagels, or even add a zesty kick to sandwiches. The possibilities are truly endless. And when it comes to storing your sauce, a tight seal container in the fridge will keep it fresh for up to 2 weeks. If you're thinking longer term, this sauce freezes beautifully. Just pour it into an ice cube tray for easy portion-sized thawing later on. And there you have it, folks. Your very own homemade Bronco Berry Sauce, bursting with flavor and perfect for a variety of dishes. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Recipe Box podcast. Remember, cooking is not just about following recipes, it's about making them your own. So don't be afraid to experiment and tweak this sauce to suit your taste. Until next time, keep cooking, keep experimenting, and keep enjoying the delicious results. Happy cooking, everyone. End of podcast.